हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय जय यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय प्रभुपाद जय शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्ताचार्य अष्टोदर्शत अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्ताचार्य अष्टोदर्शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेद भक्तवृंद की। समवेद भक्तवृंद की। समवेद भक्तवृंद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर भवती नैष्ठकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड Dhritarashtra quits home, text number 17. एवं गृहेषु सक्तानां परमत्तानां तदीहया अत्यकामद विज्ञातः कालः परमदुस्तरः एवं गृहेषु सक्तानां परमत्तानां तदीहया अत्यकामद विज्ञातः कालः परमदुस्तरः एवं गृहेषु सक्तानां परमत्तानां तदीहया अत्यकामद विज्ञातः कालः परमदुस्तरः Matajis, word to word meaning, evam thus, gruheshu, in the family affairs, saktanam, of persons who are too attached, pramattanam, insanely attached. Tad ihaya, engrossed in such thoughts, atyakamad, surpassed, avinyatah, imperceptibly, kalah, eternal time, parama, supremely, dostarah, insurmountable. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Insurmountable eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thought. Purport. I am happy now. I have everything in order. My bank balance is quite enough. I can now give my children enough estate. I am now successful. The poor beggar sannyasis depend on God, but they come to beg from me. Therefore, I am more than the Supreme God. These are some of the thoughts which engross the insanely attached householders who is blind to the passing eternal time. The duration of life is measured and no one is able to enhance it even by a second against the scheduled time ordained by the Supreme Will. Such valuable time, especially for the human being should be costlessly spent, because even a second passed away imperceptibly cannot be replaced, even in exchange for thousands of golden coins amassed by hard labor. Every second of human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to the problems of life. That is, repetition of birth and death and revolving in the cycle of 84 lakh different species of life. The material body, which is subject to birth and death, diseases and old age, is the cause of all suffering of living beings. Otherwise, the living being is eternal. He is never born, nor does he ever die. Foolish persons forget this problem. They do not know at all how to solve the problem of life, but become engrossed in temporary family affairs, not knowing that eternal time is passing away imperceptibly and that their measured duration of life is diminishing every second, without any solution to the big problem, namely repetition of birth and death, disease and old age. This is called illusion. But such illusion cannot work on one who is awake in the devotional service of the Lord. Yudhishthir Maharaj and his brothers, the Pandavas, were all engaged in the service of Lord Shri Krishna, and they had very little attraction for the illusory happiness of this material world. As we have discussed previously, Maharaj Yudhishthir was fixed in the service of Lord Mukunda, the Lord who can award salvation, and therefore he had no attraction even for comforts of his life as are available in the kingdom of heaven. Because even the happiness obtained on the planet of Brahmalok is also temporary and illusory. Because the living being is eternal, he can be happy only in the eternal abode of the kingdom of God, Paravyom, from which no one returns to this region of repeated birth and death, disease and old age. Therefore, any comfort of life or any material happiness which does not warrant an eternal life is but illusion for the eternal living being. One who understands this factually is learned, and such a learned person can sacrifice any amount of material happiness to achieve the desired goal known as Brahma Sukham or absolute happiness. Real transcendentalists are hungry for this happiness, and as a hungry man cannot be made happy by all comforts of life minus foodstuffs, so the man hungry for eternal absolute happiness cannot be satisfied by any amount of material happiness. Therefore, the instructions described in this verse cannot be applied to Maharaj Yudhishthir or his brothers and mothers. It was meant for persons like Dhritarashtra, for whom Vidura came especially to impart lessons. Hare Krishna. Om Adnyan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वेवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो आई एम हैप्पी टू बी हियर टू सर्व यू. दिस पर्पट इज एस्पेशली टेलिंग बट फ्यू इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट्स. लेट्स सी देम. फर्स्ट पॉइंट इज हाउ अ पर्सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड इज एन इल्यूजन. बेसिकली इज थिंकिंग आई एम हैप्पी और इवन इफ इज अनहैप्पी दैट इज ऑल्सो इल्यूजन. एक्चुअली इफ यू ऑब्जर्व द वर्ल्ड ऑल द ह्यूमन बींग्स मीन्स 99.99% except those who are self-realized. All the human beings and animals and birds and insects and everyone, they are just doing some activities under the three modes of nature, under material nature, completely being illusioned of what is truth, what is not truth, why I am acting, what is the purpose, just being controlled by attachments, anger, envy, liking, disliking. They are just acting in total illusion, absolutely total illusion. They are acting without any awareness of the truth. If you see, this whole world is like that. Yes, some people are acting more like they may be more law-abiding. That is wonderful. We should be like that. It is not that just because all is illusion, people should not avoid the laws of nature and laws of the world and the laws of the land. They should. But either way, it is illusion. From the absolute truth point of view. Still, within that, we have to become a better human being. Rather than just being selfish, we have to give some charity. But if we are just giving some charity without the spiritual knowledge, thinking that now God has blessed me with so much money, now I will give charity. So the thinking in that way that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the owner, then that is also illusion. But at least you are sharing your wealth, which is little better than those who are just selfishly enjoying. So actually if we see, both is illusion. And if we see in this whole world, people are just behaving. If we have to be somewhat outside the illusion. Then we can observe the world in that way. Just like if you know this rainy season is about to end. But those who have studied those atmospheres and their layers like stratosphere and I think troposphere, ionosphere or something like that. So all these clouds and all these movements, everything, clouds and then big cyclones and storms, all these things are happening within first 2-3 kilometers of the atmosphere from the earth. That is called a stratosphere. Beyond that, there is nothing like clouds and lightning. They are just beyond everything. So, we are inside, we are affected by all these things. But once we go beyond the 2 kilometer or 4 kilometer, whatever it may be, the stratosphere, then we are not affected. Just like if you see the clouds, the aeroplane, all these rain things happen till it is below the clouds. Once it grows up, it is beyond all that thing. Within that, sometimes a bubble erupts. But the clouds and the wind, it won't affect that. It won't affect that. Similarly, if you see this whole world, is just, it may be, we may call it this political party, that political party, this religion, that religion, male, female, money, poor, rich, hungry, corruption, not corruption, anti-corruption, women equality, men equality, religion equality, caste equality, or this equality, or IPL, or football, or somebody losing an election, somebody winning an election, somebody dying, somebody taking birth, all, everything. Is just happening within the field of illusion. There is no any substance to it. Nothing very seriously to be taken. Oh, he has born or he has died. It's just passing time and everything is being controlled. It's just like actually just like, you know, what do you call it, that puppet show. So in that puppet show, somebody may dance, somebody may die, somebody may, whatever it may happen. Those who don't know, or those who know but still they like to enjoy an illusion, they will enjoy the puppet show. Those who are less intelligent will not know that actually puppets are controlled by the threads. And some people know but they still enjoy it. because they want to be an illusion. Similarly, in this world, if you see the whole material world and the residents, the souls within all species of bodies are actually totally just being controlled, and they are just flowing the effects of time and the modes of nature, helplessly going on. Within that, they are enjoying something, they are suffering, means they are thinking that they are enjoying something and they are thinking that they are suffering something. But when we see, when we are outside of it, we just are not affected, and we just see everything as passing moment. Everything, just illusory things happening. That is one level of understanding, which is wonderful, which itself is like something like mukti, being liberated, having gone out of the effects of attachments and the modes of nature. A person or the soul who has gone out, he is very peaceful. Just like sometimes, वो टेम्पल क्या हैप्पी टेम्पल ने क्या एक वीडियो पिक्चर बनाया था. हाँ हाँ, सिंपल टेम्पल. इन दैट सिंपल टेम्पल, इन द बिगिनिंग, इफ यू सी दैट फर्स्ट एवरीथिंग, एंड देन वन पर्सन विद सम बियर्ड, ही वाज ऑब्जर्विंग एवरीथिंग. देर वॉज कचरा, देर वॉज सम बैलगाड़ी, देर वॉज सम लेडीज डांसिंग इन द प्रोसेस, वॉट एवर इट मे बी. But he was unaffected. He was just observing everything. If you remember that title song of that video, if you have seen that. And so, somebody who is actually beyond, sometimes he may be physically in the world. And we call it like of the mud, but not in the mud, but not affected by the mud, lotus. So that simple temple video title song, if you remember. You remember that one person with beard, he was just observing. Somebody, girl is dancing, somebody is drinking some Coca-Cola in McDonald's, and somebody is doing something else, somebody is driving, some kerosene bullock cart is going, and all these things. And he's just observing everything. Mumbai, Bombay dying. And then Bombay is dying. So anyway, whether it is dying or living or growing, everything is under the illusion of material world. But that observer was not affected. And the point is, the observer, certainly that was a film, but that can be with our practical life. The more we understand this fact that everything is being carried out by the modes of nature, by prakriti, from birth till death, every action, every skill, every failure, we will not be affected. That is wonderful. But when we go deeper, which is not again an imagination, when we go deeper, when we rather than deeper, we can say when we understand things better, or in a more complete picture, when we see that everything in this world, especially that things which are happening to you, now we are talking of individual devotees or a group of devotees, happening to you individually, are so wonderfully planned by the Supreme Lord. It's a blessings on you for you to progress in spiritual life. Actually, it's like that. But because we are attached, and even in, when we come in devotional life, we want things to go in certain way. We want things to move in certain way. We want our projects to get more funds or something like that. Or some devotees are disagreeing with us. Or further, somebody is criticizing us. Or it can be either way. Our project is getting successful. Many people are coming, or big places are being, what it may be. Either way, we can be an illusion, thinking that, see, my preaching activity or my devotional service is becoming better. I am successful. That is, yes, the only difference is we are doing activities in Krishna's service, but a sadhak devotee can still be an illusion, somewhat illusion, like thinking that I am the doer. He has corrected himself from doing things selfishly to doing things for, that's a very wonderful step. I'm not saying that's not a relevant or useful step. That's a very wonderful step. But within that also, there can be some shortcomings. If he thinks, I am the doer, my preaching has become successful, or when it fails, why is Krishna not allowing books to go from my bookstall or something like that? We pray to Krishna, Krishna, please let the books go. Because then my stall books go, or let more devotees come to my program, or whatever it may be, something like that. So basically, that we can pray, but if we are totally depending on Krishna, if like Prabhupada, you know, when he had that second heart attack, he told devotees a prayer. If you so desire Krishna, if you so desire Krishna, then let our spiritual master stay. So, but we don't ask that. If you so desire, then let books, more books go from my stall. We remove that first part very conveniently. If you so desire Krishna, he said, let books go more from my stall because it is my desire. Let more devotees come to my program because then I can tell other devotees that how it is my desire, some subtle thing. But although Prabhupada told devotees to pray for his good health, whatever it may be, after that heart attack, but he had added that statement very clearly. If you so desire Supreme Lord or if you so desire Krishna, then please allow our spiritual master to stay for some more time. So, yes, it is better to work for own selfishness and be illusioned. It is not so good to work for our own selfishness and be illusioned. It is better to work for Krishna and be somewhat illusioned. But something can be more better is to work for Krishna and not being illusioned. So, I would say many devotees, including myself, can be in the second category, which is wonderful, which is really manushyanam sahasteshu kaschi yatati siddhaye. But then we can be more further. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. So I think I have not thought over this process, but maybe it seems that the first sahasteshu is like most of us are. We are trying to understand Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But still we are affected by the material prakriti and three modes of nature and ownership. I can do something and I cannot do something. Oh, these people are against me, even in devotees, and these people are, they are nice to me. But we are all doing Krishna conscious activity. So that is like first. And then second, out of those thousands of men, yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvata. So it's wonderful to be in this level, but we should understand, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sometimes we can go on for millions of births just chanting Krishna's holy name. If we decide to remain on this intermediate level. So just like Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj, Parikshit Prabhu, he told, for us to advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to work for it. It's not going to happen just sitting ideally. Similarly, moving from this intermediate level to an advanced level, we have to work from coming from materialistic consciousness to intermediate level. And if we become, that is also Maya's trick for us to become, what do you call it, lax. Oh, you are no Krishna conscious. You are no doing sadhana. You are chanting 16 rounds for 20 years. Remain there. Don't move further. Carry on like this for millions of births. It's better, but still, that's not our end purpose. So, we have to understand that even in material world, we might be actually a pure devotee. Still, one point of time, we have to give up this body. Along with that, we have to give up achievements, failures. Even in Krishna conscious activities, our achievements and failures have to be given up. In due course of time, after 100, 200 years, most of the people will not know of our achievements and failures. It's not actually relevant. Right now, we know the activities of Prabhupada. Sorry to say so, but maybe after 20,000 years, many people may not know. So that way, his glories are also in this world are temporary. We are not reducing the glories of Prabhupada, but that's the nature of material world. Is it going that Prabhupada's glories will remain known to the people for whole of Kali Yuga and then the next Satyoga and the next Treta Yuga? It's not going to happen. That doesn't mean Prabhupada is less glorious, but the material world is like that. Material nature is like that. It's not going to remain. Similarly, our activities, all of us, our glory activities are glorious, failures are failures or shortcomings, but we should know they are temporary, just everything is passing. Understanding, like our George Harrison's one song, all things must pass. That was one song, I think, correct? No? All things must pass. So they have to pass on. We ourselves don't remember. And if we remember, that is our attachment. If we remember our failures, or how people criticize us, whether we did mistake or don't did mistake, that is our attachment. And similarly, if you remember success, all things must pass. Anyway, they are going to pass. Our failures and successes are not going to be remembered by people eternally. So why we should also remember them? That is one sort of attachment. If we remember our successes and failures, then that is one sort of attachment. Anyway, it is going to be lost. People are going to lose it. We are going to lose it. Things will pass away. But under illusion. And another thing. In the second, as I said, important parts of this purport. In the latter part, it is mentioned that how Dhritarashtra was fearful. In that situation, he is in the palace of Yudhishthir. It's actually what you call it, so shameful situation from the point of view of Dhritarashtra. Because Dhritarashtra tried to kill Pandava so many times by so many tricks. Along with cooperation of Duryodhan. And now, this thing is so shameful. If I try to kill Mr. X or some person, at least 10 times. And then the situation comes where I am living depending on that very person. Maybe many of us will say, kuch bhi ho jayega, chalega, but no. But he cannot, Dhritarashtra could not do it. Why? Attachment to staying in palace. Attachment to somewhat, you are not king, but you are in kingly palace, kingly opulences. If we are attached, we will be fearful. And if we are not attached, we will not be fearful of anything. Nor ultimately, we will not be fearful of life and death also. But before that also many things. We will not be, like Jada Bharat. He was going to be sacrificed. He was not fearful. It may seem to us little higher. It may be higher, but we are attached to our body. We are not very much attached to, like Brahmachari, if we are speaking of. We are not attached to our hairstyle. We are not attached to fashionable clothes. Agreed, we have done that much detachment. But we are attached to many other things. Any attachment in this world, in the form of Brahmachari life, Grihastha life, man, woman, old people, wealth, position, comforts, whatever it may be. Any attachments will make us fearful. And one way to act shamefully under the control of others. Any attachment will result in that. Because people know he's attached. So even if I mistreat him or her, he will tolerate it because he's attached. And world will misuse it. See, world is very swarthy. They know he's attached. Even if I mistreat him, he will tolerate it because he's attached. He cannot give it up. And that's what happened. Sometimes those who are little selfish parents or husband and wife and children in the relations, they misuse that. Our father or whoever may be, he's attached to his home and everything. So even if you mistreat him, if you take away his wealth and splendor it, he will not remove us because he needs us. He's dependent. He's attached on us. So children mistreat the parents. Wife sometimes mistreats the husband, vice versa also. So therefore, fear and helplessness or like shamefully depending on someone else will come in material world if we are attached to either comfort, to wealth, to position, to respect, whatever it may be. And one should understand whether we are attached or not. All things will pass. Like Pitama Bhishma, he has said this sentence. With wealth, only one of the two will happen. No third option can happen. Either the wealth will leave you, or you will leave the wealth. There is no third thing that can happen with the wealth. If you are alive, the wealth will leave you. And suppose you are able to keep the wealth with you till death, the wealth will remain, but you will leave and go away. Actually, we see many times people, I just saw Anandan Prabhu in the morning, in his field, recently one person, some Rakesh Junjunwala, he was very successful, earned crores and crores and crores and crores of wealth. And he also spoke, He was an investor. He also said, one of my worst investment is health. He earned crores of wealth. He started an airlines, private airlines. And it was like launched just few days back. And after that he died of a heart attack. I'm not saying whether one should launch airline or not. But either way we should know it's a temporary. Even if you would have lived for a few more years. Still it's a temporary thing. One day we have to lose that connection with the material things, material physical things, material respect, everything. So, as I said, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, the intermediate level, yes, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we are doing sadhana bhakti, but there is a good chance, at least for myself, that we are still influenced by three modes of nature, by prakriti. We are attached to the gains and will be influenced or feel bad at the losses. Even in our Krishna conscious activities, we expect that my Krishna conscious activities should give a certain type of result. And when we get that type of result, we become proud. We say, okay, I see, I did it. So many people came for my program or what it may be. When I sing anything, kirtan, cooking, preaching, lecturing, book discussion, any field, we can be proud. When I sing kirtan, oh, all devotees, they are just engrossed and they are like, it's wonderful. But if you think when I do it and therefore others should not sing kirtan, hey, you move aside, I can sing nicely. Sometimes that can happen. So that is not so good. That we are thinking, I am the doer. You have a good voice or you have a good memory or you have good talking, diction, language. But ultimately it's Krishna's gift to be used with total detachment. So we see that it might happen. But ultimately we have to understand that we are only instruments in the hand of Krishna. Even if we are doing some big things, big preaching, big book discussion, that's also, we are just instruments in the hand of Krishna. And if we cannot do big things, we don't have that capacity or intelligence, or we try but it fails. That is, in essence, we cannot do big things. We can do only small things. Still, we can either feel proud of those small things, or we can feel bad that why I cannot do big things. It's basically the two sides of the same disease. The disease is I am the doer. And if we think that, then still we are long way to go to for spiritual perfection. We should understand in either case, we are just instruments. Everything, even, so actually what's happened when such devotees who are like intermediate level, they are doing sadhana bhakti, they are doing all Krishna conscious activities, but still influenced for some time being under three modes of nature. One wonderful thing over there is, Krishna uses, see, Krishna will use us to take his cause forward. Even if we are under the influence of three modes of nature, he'll use us to take his cause forward. And even if we are not under the influence of three modes of nature, he will use us to take his cause forward. But even if we are doing Krishna conscious activities, but still influenced by three modes of nature, to some way, he will use us. And like day before yesterday, we were talking, sharing that how apparent disagreements amongst devotees are in fact sometimes big disagreements. Sometimes cursing. But Krishna takes his cause forward. Like one classical example is certainly Parikshit Maharaj putting dead snake, which he never did in his life. But that moment, somehow or other, putting his dead snake around Shamik Rishi, but then the output was certainly Parikshit Maharaj went back to spiritual world and Srimad Bhagavat appeared for us, all of us. So apparent big disagreement between two people to the level of cursing to death and things like that. So Krishna uses that to take his cause forward. And many times we see, in fact, as I was mentioning, because of some misunderstandings, I'm not saying what was right, what was wrong. That is, the whole thing is it is Krishna's plan. Or Krishna uses that incident as is to take his plan forward. Or this whole temple in one way, Chaupati temple. 1987 and 85 and 86. It started because of some misunderstanding. But then such wonderful thing has happened. So many things, so many preaching. I remember many, I don't want to name, but like one way, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he going to China to preach whole China chapter because there were some disagreements, some duties were complaining that his Radha Krishna, Radha Damodar party is doing this and that, and temple presidents against Radha Damodar party. Okay, ideally it should not happen. Ideally, devotees should not behave that way. But Krishna also wants to expand his activities. And then whole new things started from that. Tamal Krishna Maharaj by mistake said, if duties are unhappy, I will go to China to preach. That he did not mean that. But he said that. And Prabhupada said, okay, what you said? Wonderful, you should go to China to preach. Then he said, no, I did not mean that. No, but I mean that. Prabhupada said, I mean that you should go to, Krishna has spoken. So we see many times it happens that way. Like Prabhupada was trying to preach in Jhansi. And for many years, at least 2 years or something like that, I don't know exactly, but something 2-3 years, he tried to preach in Jhansi. Only one devotee, there was also, yes, initiated, but still, not exactly full time. He was having his own Sanskrit professor. And then again, I would say such a bad thing. Actually, he was thrown out of the Radha Memorial by politics and by two of his lady followers who were attending his sessions. So those two ladies were attending his sessions. And now they wanted that Radha Memorial for a women's cause or something like that. And because they were like top in the society, they influenced all this story. And apparently and actually Prabhupada was thrown out of Jhansi, that place. But then one way, because of that, he attempted to go to the New York. Not because of that, he had that desire, but that was one of the motivation. Arre chalo, abhi no Jhansi, what can, let's try for America. Then he met Gopal Agarwal, means his father and all those things. So we understand. Even that way, yes, Prabhupada had received the order. Speak in English language, English speaking word. But a cause for him to go to US, one of the cause is his failure in Jhansi. So that way we see many times these apparent things happen. Everything is actually being, we are just puppet. Actually, sorry to share some personal things, but I am sitting here today, that is also something like that. Our Rasik Naravan Prabhu, he is witness to that. Actually, His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu was scheduled to speak today. His name was there. But I don't know. I can't call it Krishna's plan. But ultimately, it is everything is Supreme Lord's plan. We have to accept that. But still, and yesterday night, 8:50 p.m., Prabhuji knows, in my office, I decided, no, I will take early rest. Generally, I have learned from Radhakund Prabhu, I seen, that when I am in temple, because I don't, when I come here, I don't have very specific exactly responsible services, not any very specific thing. So I observed Radhakund Prabhu previously. I don't know, he may not be doing it now, but previously he used to do. Every darshan he would come and take, like he would Mangalarti darshan. May not be exactly at 10 o'clock, but from that 10 to 11:50 or 11:45, he would visit every darshan. So I thought, I also try learn from him, I also try to do it. But sometimes Shayan darshan, we do our Shayan darshan. We sleep early. So sometimes I escape, but other times. So yesterday I had planned from the afternoon. Today I will sleep early. 8:45, 8:50. And I went. I put my chatai. Put the some bed sheets. Not bed sheet. What do you, some small pillow like thing. I did a folded bedding. And at that time, Rasik Raman Prabhu, unusually, he was in the office doing some typing on his laptop or whatever. So I had two feelings. Actually, to be honest, I will speak honestly. Which is not my nature. But yesterday I thought it that way. I thought, arey, what Rasik Raman Prabhu is thinking? Arey, he's such a devotee. Shayan darshan chhodke sora idhar. So I thought, I told him, Prabhuji, you continue your work. Don't feel disturbed. I'll take darshan and come. Only 3 minutes I came up to take darshan. I came up around 9:02 or 9:03 I came up. 9:05 the darshan closes. And within that, in my office, my phone doesn't have a range. I am an Airtel SIM card, so office mein nahi uska range. Only Wi-Fi mein chalta hai. So I was safe. No calls can come. I had actually to sleep. I put the phone on aeroplane mode also. And I walked out, and when I came here for darshan, actually I was doing dandavat. That time phone rang. His grace, Rudranath Prabhu. And I knew ये किसके लिए फोन है. फोन देख के समझ गया था, रात को 9:05 में फोन है, कोई दूसरा कारण नहीं है. मैं सोचा भी था उठाने का ही नहीं. I had decided उठाने का नहीं, छोड़ देने का क्या होगा. I didn't know, I slept about it maybe. But I thought a devotee should not be that much dishonest. Okay, let's face. I knew. उठाने में बोला, अरे क्यों मेरे को शाप दे रहे हो. And Prabhuji was there. Prabhuji, tomorrow you can give Bhagavatam class. Yesterday night, 9:05. I said, anyway, I'm going to sleep now. I'll see whatever is to be spoken tomorrow. So, I'm not saying, but things happen. I could have slept yesterday. If Rasik Ramana Prabhu wouldn't have been there in the office, I would have slept. And I never think like, I should, why he will think about me. Many times I sleep in front of him also, skipping Shayan Darshan. But yesterday I thought that way. What he'll think about me if I skip Shayan Darshan and sleep. Other times in the past I have slept doing Shayan Darshan in front of him. That time that thought didn't cross my mind. But yesterday it crossed my mind. And I thought maybe for him, to show him I am a good devotee and to let him work on his laptop, whatever he was doing, I'll come for Shayan Darshan. But anyway, that cost me a bit more than what I thought. I got a call. And I actually was thinking that I will not receive the call. Prabhuji ka call hai, 9:05 mein alum hai kyun hai. Kyunki humne bhi wo cheez bahut bar ki hai. Jab mera seva tha 20 saal pehle Bhagavatam class allocate karne ka. So I know, raat ko 9:05 mein call hai, bole to Bhagavatam class speaker cancel ho gaya hai. And koi dusre ko pakadne ka hai. So anyway, basically, in this material world, we are just an instrument carrying on. just 1 minute. So, in this material world, as a sadhak devotees, we have to do two things. We have to get detached from matter and attached to Krishna Katha, Krishna consciousness. And his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur has, initially I was having in that illusion, I have to get free from material attachments. We have to, but Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur one place writes very clearly, a devotee has to focus more on being attached to Krishna. He has to focus on getting detached from matter, but he has to focus more on, generally we see avoiding lust, avoiding anger, avoiding envy. But we have to focus more on chanting attentively, hearing attentively, doing seva in an absorbed, in the best possible way. That focus has to be more, because that will automatically take care of being detached from matter. At the same time, yes, we have to take care of being detached from matter subtly and grossly. So anyway, we heard about being detached from matter, we have to hear attached to Krishna. So last time, like I spoke before going to Vrindavan, I was told again a sudden class. Sorry, I did not, but Rudranath Prabhu, he makes me Rudra always. Cry, Rudra means cry one way. Every time his class is just one day before, or maximum 2-3 days before if I am fortunate. So today I'll speak one small pastime of Krishna in the remaining 10 minutes. We'll speak of Krishna's Namkaran. So we know Garga Muni, he was Acharya of Vasudeva and his family. And Vasudeva, although he knew his children are there in Gokul, but he could not declare it openly because then Kamsa will go and try to kill them. But he knew my children's Namkaran has to be done now. So he somehow or implored Garga Muni that please, can you visit Gokul? Nanda Maharaj is there, so many nice devotees, you please visit Gokul. And Garga Muni came up. Nanda Maharaj could understand seeing him that Garga Muni is on the level of spiritual perfection, like Adokshas. We might be able to see him, but actually he is beyond material vision. And Nanda Maharaj got up, offered obeisances, welcomed him, did the initial welcome things, made him sit, washed his feet, took Chanamrut on his head and on everyone's family member's head. And when Garga Muni is comfortably seated, Nanda Maharaj said, you are a devotee, and therefore, you are full in everything. You are self, you have everything. So we should also learn, we are a devotee, कुछ इच्छा नहीं, बट स्टिल वी शुड वर्क. प्रभुपाद सेड कुछ इच्छा नहीं, बट ही डिड सो मच थिंग्स. गर्ग मुनि कुछ इच्छा नहीं, बट ही इज गोइंग एंड गिविंग नेमकरण, नामकरण ऑफ कृष्ण बलराम. सो कुछ इच्छा नहीं डजंट मीन नो एक्टिविटीज, बट नो एक्टिविटीज विथ एनी डिजायर ऑफ प्रॉफिट गेन और डिस्टर्बेंस ऑफ लॉस एंड फेल्यूअर्स, दैट इज कुछ इच्छा नहीं. सो ही नंद महाराज इज सेइंग, बिकॉज यू आर अ डिवोटी यू आर फुल इन यूर सेल्फ, यू आर फुल इन एवरीथिंग, बट स्टिल इट्स माई ड्यूटी टू सर्व यू एंड प्लीज टेल मी वॉट कैन आई डू, प्लीज ऑर्डर मी. एक्चुअली दैट इज द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ दान. दान इज नॉट जस्ट गिविंग ऑफ समथिंग बाय समवन टू सम अनदर पर्सन. दान इज वेयर द पर्सन हु इज गिविंग ही नीड्स मोर, और इनफैक्ट ही ओनली नीड्स टू गिव देन द पर्सन हु इज रिसीविंग. दान इज बेसिकली अ ड्यूटी. दातव्यम इति यद् दानम, भगवता कृष्णा सेज दातव्यम. तव्यम इज टाइप ऑफ अ सफिक्स विच मेक्स इज लाइक ड्यूटी. कर्तव्यम और पानीयम विच इज टू बी ड्रंक, पानीयम कर्तव्यम विच इज टू बी डन. प्रभुजी हैज कम, आई स्पोक अबाउट यू एंड द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ झुंझुनवाला जी, हाउ ही डाइड विथ मट. एनी वे, यस यस, आई वॉज वेटिंग फॉर यू टू बी हियर, बट anyway, I spoke in your absence. You can speak little later. He can give special. I just know 2-3 sentences. He can give in full details. So anyway, so datavyam ityat danam. Dan is datavyam, kartavyam, karma. That is dan. It's not just like somebody gives. Kisne bhik de diya, kisne kuch aur de diya. That is not dan. Dan only when it is giving something, but dan is when it is done out of duty. Out of kartavya, that is dan. So here, Garga Muni doesn't need anything. Nanda Maharaj says, you are full in yourself. You don't need anything. You have everything. But it's my need to give you. Please tell, what can I do? And Garga, he says, Nanda Maharaj, out of humility, he says, in householder ashram, there is a tendency to become little lax. Like we sometimes have tendency to be not very particular with Vaishnava dress or whatever it may be, become lax. So Nanda Maharaj is saying that. So he says, please, devotees like you, visit our homes to wake us from this little laxity that creep in Grihastha Ashram. So Nanda Maharaj could understand that since Garga Muni is here, he has to ask something because he has to make use of that opportunity. And Nanda Maharaj said, before asking, we have to glorify a person. That is generally etiquette. He said, Garga Muni, you have mastered Jyotish. You know past, present, future. And here in Gokul, we are disturbed by demons like Putana and Shaktasur has passed. Now you have come. I am afraid to approach you. Means out of awe and reverence. But you are soft nature. So if I can speak something to you, I request you to please reveal the names of my two children publicly. Do this Namkaran Vidhi. Garga Muni, he speaks in a very nice, tricky language. He says, I am the priest of Yadu Vamsh. So if I perform this Namkaran ceremony, Kamsa will think that these babies are children of Vasudev and Devaki. So indirectly, Garga Muni is telling Nanda Maharaj, these children are children of Vasudev and Devaki. But Nanda Maharaj means he is in the. But he's speaking. But no one could understand the truth. Everyone was thinking these children are children of Nanda Maharaj. And so Nanda Maharaj said, okay, if we cannot take the risk of public, still he wanted. Garga Muni has come, I should take use of the opportunity. So he said, what we'll do? We'll go into corner of Goshala. No one will come, only you, me, Rohini, Yashoda and two babies. That time they were not named Krishna Balaram. Two babies will come. No third person. Means no fifth or sixth person, whatever it may be. And then Garga Muni agreed. They all went to the corner of Goshala. And see, even Garga Muni, see, such an advanced devotee, up till now he had not got the darshan of Krishna Balaram. So when he went to the corner of Goshala, Nanda Maharaj called for Yashoda, Rohini with their babies. That time Garga Muni, he first time saw baby Krishna and Balaram, and just seeing them, he was lit up in ecstasy. And he started murmuring to himself. He says, these boys, they hold the whole Upanishadic truths in themselves. Their form is a form of condensed nectar of bliss. Jnanis see them as Brahman, Munis see them as Paramatma, and saints see them as Bhagwan. Although beyond three modes of nature, but these boys are playing in the lap of Yashoda and Nanda. And sometimes, you know, mother sit and the children, they recline on the mother's lap. So he says, although he's reclining on the lap of Mother Yashoda, just seeing him is filling my heart with a stream of joy. His darshan is like a cooling camphor. And fragrance is like aguru and chandan. Just in his presence, I have gone into deep ecstatic state. And now I am supposed to do namkaran. How is it possible? Garga Muni says, is thinking in his mind, I want to hold the feet of this child. But apparently they are human children, just few months old. And Garga Muni is Shiva and Garga Muni. So if Garga Muni holds the feet of some child, he says, people will think I have gone crazy. Then he says, if I embrace this child to my heart content, people will think I am becoming too frivolous or sentimental. His Garga Muni, he can just take the babies and embrace them like that. He says, if I control myself and do nothing, then I lose my patience because I cannot do nothing. I am so much attracted to these babies. Then he says, never mind, let my state like this be, remain like this. But then if my state remains like this, how can I do the Namkaran Vidhi? And it is said, today is my fortune. See, understand, seeing Krishna is so rare, even for Garga Muni, even for Devatas. He says, today is my fortune that I could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thinking thus, Garga Muni was simultaneously bathing and drinking the nectar of Krishna's beautiful form. And in such a state, Garga Muni was in deep ecstasy. It was appearing that he is sleeping, even though he was awake. It was appearing that he is in illusion, even though he was wisefully thinking like this. Even he was appearing that he is blind, but even though he was eyes open and seeing, he was in such a state. Even it was appearing that he is speaking something, he was murmuring, but it was appearing that he is dumb. So ultimately, Garga Muni had to give. Yashoda and Rohini, they also thought, hey, we have heard, Vishwarupuru told this past time, we have heard that Garga Muni is a great saint. Let me check. Does he understand how great he is? So for a few moments, Yashoda and Rohini, they exchanged their babies. Yashoda took Balaram on her lap, Rohini took Krishna on her lap. And they did not tell anyone. And they saw, let us see if Garga Muni can understand this. So Garga Muni, when he opened his eyes and he saw, he said, oh Yashoda, on your lap is the baby of Rohini. And oh Rohini, on your lap is the baby of Yashoda. And they went, hey, they said, oh, we did offense. They quickly exchanged their babies again. Apna apna beta le liya apne godi pe. They said, oh, they were amazed to see that how Garga Muni could understand. He said, he is a great person. We should not play tricks or check on him. Anyway, then Garga Muni composed himself. He performed the initial ceremonies of Ganesh Puja and some Yajna before Namkaran Vidhi. And then this pastime we all know that he explained the name like Balaram because he is Sankarshan, because he is uniting the two families. And Krishna, he said in the past yugas, this I'm skipping a bit because of less of time. In the past, this boy appeared in yellow color, not yellow, yeah, yellow and then green and white and all those things. And then he says, this boy is as good as Narayan. So Garga Muni is actually telling many truths in hinting way. He's saying people will think he is the child of Vasudeva and Devaki, but actually he is a child. Then he says this boy will be as good as Narayan, But actually he is Narayan. But he is not telling all those things openly to Nanda Maharaj. They are hearing it, but they have so much Vatsalya Bhav. This is okay, he is as good as Narayan, but he is our baby. That is what's overpowering Vatsalya Bhav. And then ultimately, before going, Garga Muni could not control himself. He gave the name, he has done his duty. He just somehow picked up the babies and put him on his lap. Garga Muni said, I came, seeing him is so rare. I will go when I don't know when I will get his darshan again. Bal Krishna, baby Krishna. And yes, in social customs, maybe sadhus should not embrace the babies. And sadhus should not keep the babies on their lap. And especially, you know, Garga Muni maybe in Grosta, but still he was like a saintly person. Or I don't know exactly specifically. Garga Muni was Grosta or Grosta, yeah. So whatever it may be, but still he was like a saintly person. He could not exactly behave in that way. Some social status. But he said, no, I am going. The last opportunity, Abhid ko control kar liya. He just took Krishna and Balaram. He put them on their lap. Embraced them to his heart content. His desires were fulfilled. He gave them back to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj escorted him till the gate. And Garga Muni left Gokul for his own places. Hare Krishna. So this is Krishna Katha, which is more important than Maya danger. Both is important. Anyway, and it's late, but maybe Hare Krishna. You can tell me personally. Srila Prabhupada ki.